This is the Joey English Show Red Hot Treasure Chest for Home and Services.
Okay, Joey pals, listen to this. First gallery, you've got a $50 gift certificate. Everybody's got a drawer or more at home of pictures and things they mean to frame, they mean to put in a scrapbook that are getting old. Do you know the folks over at First Gallery? They're on Highway 111 in Rancho Mirage. They can even restore on the computers old photographs that are discolored and torn, and they just fill in the blanks. It's wonderful. And then they digitize them. Phone number is 324-6696. You got a gift certificate from Laser Ink. All the places like Costco, they don't recycle ink cartridges anymore. So you can get really well-priced ink cartridges at Laser Ink. And the fun thing is they can repair anything. Your printers, your copiers, your fax machines. Do you still have a fax?
Just the fax, man.
Just the fax. I have a fax. I don't use it very much. Okay, so go over there and look at the collection of typewriters. And that phone number is 778-4444.
Hi, this is Jack Lacey with Laser Ink and Central Printer Resources. Come on in and see me, Joey pals.
And last but not least, Nigel and I were talking about it. You can eat at Elmer's. You've got a free meal from Jackie Donnell. Eat at, the word at, eatatelmers.com. 3278419.
Hi, Joey pals. This is Jackie Donnell at Elmer's. Come join us for breakfast and lunch on our front lawn.
Just call before you go over there. Some of our restaurants have had some shortages in staff, and they aren't open the way they used to be. Did I say that nicely?
Yes.
Okay. So all of those beautiful presents, First Gallery, Lasers, Elmer's, you still have those five kids.
Do I?
Yeah.
Do I really?
And Dan doesn't have any. So we will take 5, 6, 7, 8. The eighth caller, Joey pals, at 323-JOEY. 323-5639. On your mark. Get ready. Get set. Go. And tell everybody I'm answering the phone at 5:45 in the morning and again at 9:45 in the morning. So get in there. 323-5639. Thank you for making this show what you have for so many years. Okay, medicine cabinet.
This has really forced you to get up way earlier than you want to.
It's still dark, though. I just tell myself I'm just coming home.
That's, you know, that's a good way to look at it.
I like it a lot. I do take a nap in the afternoon.
You know what?
He's avoiding the medicine cabinet.
When we were out in Utah just a couple weeks ago before I came home, to rush home just to do this with you. It is dark in the morning. Yes. Like, it's 7 in the morning. It's dark.
The sunrises are really pretty. But are we in standard time or are we in daylight saving time?
I refuse to answer that question.
I'm not a farmer, so I don't care. Okay.
Okay, I love ask these. Away.
I've only got three, but they're doozies.
Uh-oh.
Post-COVID, I read a brain fog comes because of the virus changing your spinal fluid.
What?
A hush falls over the panel.
Well, you know, there is a brain fog associated with long COVID, and there is some data out studying long COVID and some of the symptoms.
Long COVID.
These are all, we've talked about some of these in the past. You know, there is some new data looking at some of the risk factors as to why some people are, you know, still weak, dizzy, can't think, you know, or connect thoughts even months after having COVID. And part of this, women more common than men.
Watch it now. Now you're getting too close.
No, there's
you're serious.
The virus can induce autoantibodies. So your body creates antibodies and things that can attack your normal tissues.
Gee whiz.
So women are more apt to lose their sense of taste and smell than men. I mean, there's lots of things that are being studied today that we're starting to understand. And we used to associate that really with the Delta variant. We don't see that too often with the Omicron variant, like loss of taste and smell. In fact, we ask people that. That's how we kind of quickly try to discern, you know, which therapy might be most effective, since we're not really serotyping or genetically typing these things when we see people who are sick.
Okay, so my spinal fluid is attached to my brainstem, right?
Your,
I mean,
well, your brain kind of floats, you know, the way.
Watch it now.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yours floats, but you know,
spinal fluid.
You know, you're not infected. You know, there's no. That's not the issue.
Okay.
I think the brain fog is and everything else that we're seeing is probably more microvascular issues. We don't know if it's specifically like post clotting, or
gee whiz, that's not good.
But we know the sicker you were, that's more associated with people that are having issues with, you know, thought processing thoughts after being sick.
What a terrible disease!
Oh, it's got.
Look at the size of it. Look at the size of the virus. I mean, look what it's doing to us.
Doesn't need to be big.
Crippling us. Question number two, Joey Pal. You know who you are. And I'm trying to write them more like they're sent to me. New variant spreading in the United Kingdom and Scandinavia. And then stealth mutation. Half of all new cases. And it's pushing the Omicron aside. Okay, I guess it means half of all new cases are this stealth mutation pushing Omicron aside.
Well, we are tracking all genetic mutations of this virus in every country that has the capability, and the World Health Organization monitors this. What we've heard is that there is it's called a subvariant of Omicron, so... It looks like Omicron with a few subtle genetic changes, once again, at the spike protein. We know that there's going to be more variants of concern down the road. It's just the way it happens. And we talked about this earlier in the show. What we're seeing is this Omicron was so easy to spread, became dominant so fast. I mean, it kicked Delta's butt out the door quickly. We're still seeing this be the primary circulating virus in the U.S. There is concern, and they are monitoring the U.K., but we think that this might be like Omicron's little brother, like a twin.
Wow.
And we expect, you know, we'll know more as they continue to sequence these viruses as they emerge. The best way to prevent variants is to stop letting the virus spread so rapidly. But
same vaccine will destroy this the ugly twin?
Well, this is the only thing we know about the vaccine. We know if you got Omicron, so if you got this virus,
today.
You got it. If you got it, you're going to have some durable immunity to COVID in general, even the next variants, especially if they continue to use the genetic mapping and playbook of Omicron. So if you continue to see similar genetic restructuring around the spike protein, you know, our bodies have seen it. The new vaccines that have already been developed against Omicron will be further protecting. And I think we're going to see this virus is just going to become, like everyone says, and I really believe this, it's going to become flu-like.
Yes.
You know, within months. I really believe in months.
Our bodies will say, we saw you on America's Most Wanted. Got it.
You know, we
recognize this.
We've sent, the U.S. has sent like 400 million vaccines to other countries. And we need to vaccinate other countries, because if we don't, then that's where the virus will continue to mutate in a manner in which we'd be worried about then. Does it escape the vaccine's potential? And the good news is the mRNA virus as a model can be adjusted quickly. Under 3 months. You can have a new vaccine in under 3 months.
Wow.
Nutty.
That's it. As minute as the virus is, look how huge our capability to fight it has become.
I think we've all learned way too much because of this pandemic.
Oh, I'm a doctor.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
You'll like this one. You ready? Question number three. Hand to God, this does not come from me. I read where red wine reduces the risk of COVID, 5 or more glasses a week because of, and here's a long word, P-O-L-Y, P-H-E-N-O-L.
Polyphenols.
What is that?
Those are good chemicals in wine.
Oh.
I mean, if people don't know, I'm an enophile.
which is
someone who loves the grape.
Oh, yes,
the benefits of the grape.
An enophile.
I can tell you the reason, even though I'm boosted, I haven't gotten COVID yet, even though I've been exposed to it, I'm sure, hundreds of times.
Oh, me too, I'm sure I have.
It's because I drink at least 5 glasses of red wine a week. If not
daily. I'm probably
daily.
4. Oh, daily.
Well, if you always have a glass if you always have a glass up to your lips and you're, you know, sniffing the wine and getting the body and aroma, you're protecting yourself. It's kind of like a glass mask. But
oh, now wait a minute. I mean, we're stretching here, Joey pals. I'm not sure where this clinical trial has been held.
Well, so my wife Teresa believes. So let me. I'll answer the question. But my wife believes that gargling with Listerine 3 or 4 times a day is keeping her from getting COVID. So there's lots of like magical thoughts and things we would like.
Nigel and I drink alkaline water.
Yeah, and so there may be things, diet and drink
with that, vodka,
and that may help. But my recommendation for wine is.
So is there some basis in fact for our Joey pal who says I read 5 glasses of more, and then I wrote 17% lesser. I don't know what that meant.
Oh, 17% less
risk
infection.
Of, if you drink 5 glasses of red wine, yeah, I
have
week.
Now I haven't read that specifically. I haven't seen that in print or on the internet or anywhere, but I, you know, I have given a lot of talks on the therapeutic benefits of wine.
Yes, over your heart.
Over the years, and I think the French paradox and the data is out there.
Yes,
not
it
too
is.
Much. It's moderation.
Yes.
But all cause mortality. So anything that can kill you, those that drink wine occasionally
die happier,
live longer, have less cardiovascular disease and hypertension and all those things. But as
the
long
Berkeley
as it's done
Heart
moderately.
Lab does has never seen me. They've just seen my test results, and they say my heart is in real good shape for 17. Hello.
So, look at you.
Red wine.
Teenager still.
Yeah. Well.
Well. Red wine and chocolate. They share.
Actually, no kidding.
Yeah. They. You know. There's resveratrol. There's all kinds of things. Polyphenols in these.
Polyphenol.
Yeah. Good substances. Good substances in these things that we kind of like.
How are your children? Are all 5 of your children vaccinated?
They are all vaccinated and boosted. Yes.
I have some families that I know of where 2 of the kids want it, 1 child, their adult children, doesn't want to get vaccinated. It's very interesting what's going on.
Well, at UC, in the UC system, you have to be boosted. They're back in class. Like, they're in person.
In person.
And they're required PCR testing and masking. And so, you know, this is the way it is right now in 3 to 6 months from now, or maybe next quarter or next semester, you know, they're going to be back in class and you won't have to worry about the masking and we'll be through with it.
100 weeks.
100 weeks.
March will be 2 years, right?
Yeah, that's the big anniversary.
We got to come up with a negative word, not an anniversary, a downiversary or something. Gee whiz.
An unniversary.
Unniversary, I like that. Anniversary. What are your thoughts for the coming week? Going to be February, Valentine's.
Yeah, that was my prediction that we'd be, these numbers are going to continue to come down. I think they're high right now, and then they've been stuck. We've been stuck in the mud for about 3 weeks. But I'm going to really look at the data this week. We're going to talk to our friends in the county and LA County as well, and we're going to hopefully see some positive trends that are going to lead us out of this dark land.
Go to the light, children. Thank you always for being here, dear friend.
And if it's not Valentine's Day, it'll be St. Patrick's Day.
Yes. Oh, he's hedging on his bets. Thanks so much for stopping by. Okay, Joey pals. Joey pals, this edition of the Joey English Desert Datebook is brought to you by the City of Palm Springs. PalmSpringsCA.gov. Okay, Joey pals. Amid growing concerns about the spread of the Omicron variant and a surge in local COVID-19 cases, the Palm Springs City Council has approved new safety requirements, including Customers, employees, and other visitors are now required to wear face coverings in indoor settings, such as stores and restaurants, regardless of vaccination status. Proof of vaccine or negative COVID test within 72 hours may be required indoors when entering a bar or restaurant. Businesses must implement these requirements. ACT Tours in Palm Springs says there are 7 days in a week. Some day isn't one of them. Travel the world while you can with adult customized tours. This Palm Springs-based operator has been customizing vacations since 1976 to all seven continents with prices you can afford. Go with a company you can trust that has been there, done that. ACT-tours.com or 322-1247. Our astrology report from Dana Haynes comes to us for the sign of Aquarius, the water bearer. It goes on until the 20th of February. To find out what's going on for your sign, go to astrologyworldnews.com. Desert Water Agency says if you need help paying your water bill, you can go to dwa.org/H2O to see if you're eligible for help. Want to save water and money too? Go to dwa.org/save and learn about incentives on grass removal, smart controllers, and efficient sprinkler heads. You can register for DWA's regular webinars at dwa.org/60. Just Fabulous has the most adorable website, the letter B, Just Fabulous. See, get it? BeJustFabulous.com. And Stephen Munkar still swears he went to Vegas just to shop for us. He's got huge orders of books, gifts, candles, and everything coming in. BeJustFabulous.com. Lalo Vision says connect with your angels during a reading with Lalo Tachikin, psychic to the psychics, to find out what this month holds in store for you. Lalo's detailed messages delivered at his home office overlooking Joshua Tree National Park in nearby Yucca Valley truly will astound you. Phone this gifted spiritual consultant at 401-1810 or visit Lalo, that's L-A-L-O, lalovisions.com. The Palm Springs Aerial Tramway says, hey, you visitors that are all in town here, remember to check out the tram cam for valley views, weather, and so much more. You can go to pstramway.com and click on the tram cam and see a in real time picture of the valley. Pines Cafe is open 7 days a week during normal tram operating hours. Palm Springs Cultural Center Camelot Theaters says jazz on the second floor is back, heating up the upstairs open-air patio Tuesday evenings featuring Leanna and the Jazz Collective. Jazz on the second floor has their first special event. Join music legend jazz guitarist Doug McDonald for an evening performance. Interested in performing live upstairs in the lounge? Reach out and email. Here comes the email for Tim. Tim@psculturalcenter.org. Okay, Joey pals, keep your day timers close to us and keep listening to us for more. Okay, Joey pals, tomorrow, Dana Haynes, Jeffrey Siegel, and Police Chief Andrew Mills. Until then, be well. And all the best.